Victoria closed the truncated opening day of their third round Sheffield Shield match on 119-3 against leaders Tasmania in Hobart. Rain meant that only 46 overs were possible, with the Bush Rangers finding scoring tricky against the disciplined Tigers attack. Rob Quiney batted throughout and on 57, with James Faulkner, Adam Marr and Mark Cosgrove, Tasmania wicket-takers. New South Wales romped for 368 for 8 against Queensland. Their top four all made half centuries, with David Warner again in the runs. He added 95 with Nick Maddinson during a fast-paced opening stand before falling for 52. Maddinson went on to make 87, which had a further 76 with a more circumspect Scott Henry. Henry then boosted the total by an additional 84 with Steve Smith for the third wicket. He departed James Hopes for 60, while Smith fell a little late to Ben Cutting for 69. The Bulls did fight back a little towards the end of the day, led by Alistair McDermott, who finished with 2 for 89. Marcus North hit a century as Western Australia closed on 269 for 6 against South Australia. North shared 62 with his opening partner Cameron Bancroft, and then 94 with John Rogers for the second wicket. Unfortunately, he lacked support from the middle order and was fifth man out for 110, with the score on just 194. Sam Whiteman and Ashton Agar halted the wobble, but adding unbroken 69 for the seventh wicket. It was the red-back spinner who took all the wickets to fall. Leg spinner Adam Zampa ended with 2 for 63, while skipper and off-spinner Johan Botha took 4 for 71. In New Zealand, Auckland were bowled out for 165 on day one of their Plunket Shield match at Eden Park, with Canterbury then responding today by making 274. The Wizards lost both openers cheaply yesterday. Dean Brownlee and Shannon Stewart added 58, for Henry Nicholls and Bradley Cochope hit half centuries. However, they lost their last six wickets for only 52 runs, as Michael Bates ended with 4 for 41 and Dean Bartlett 3 for 54. Auckland closed today in their second innings on 124 without loss, thanks to unbroken half centuries from openers Martin Guptill and Jeet Ravale. This gives them a lead of just 15 runs following their dismal day one showing. Only a maiden 50 then for number 11 Matthew Quinn helped them reach three figures. Matt Henry, Hamish Bennett, Shannon Stewart and Matt McEwen each took at least two wickets for Canterbury. In South Africa, Hino Koen made it back-to-back centuries for Titans as they won their Momentum One Day Cup semi-final last night against Dolphins. Koen hit 102 off only 117 balls to help his side chase down their target of 238. The 71 that he shared with Graham Van Buren for the fifth wicket was crucial. Van Buren ended on 47 not out as Titans reached the winning line with 5 wickets in hand and 9 balls to spare. Sean Von Berg and CJ de Villiers had early shared 5 wickets as Dolphins were bowled out for 237. They recovered from 146 for 7 thanks to an 8th wicket stand worth 74 between Darren Smith and Carl Abbott. Titans will now play Cape Cobras in the final on Friday night. Their wins for Carn Research Laboratories, National Bank, International Airlines, Sweeney Northern Gas Pipelines and Port Kazim Authority in the latest batch of matches in Pakistan's President's One Day Cup. Carn maintained their 100% winning record with a comfortable 7-wicket win over Habib Bank Limited. Yasir Arafat, Rahat Ali and Ali Khan shared 7 wickets, as Habib Bank all out at 162. Openers Imran Fahad and Shahan Masood both departed cheaply to Arafat, with skipper Yunis Khan one of only 3 men to reach double figures, easily top scoring with 69. Khan opened with Zain Abbas and Mohammad Yassin, then added 112 in 26 overs to set up the successful run chase. National Bank also maintained a 100% winning record with a 77-run thrashing of State Bank. Despite losing both Cameron Akmal and Akbar Overman to Tabish Khan with the score on naught, they racked up 313 for 3 from their 45 overs. Sami Aslam fell 4 short of a century and shared 165 with Fawad Alam for the third wicket. Alam was then joined by Hamad Azam and completed his century. Azam almost followed suit, ending with a blitzkrieg 91 not out, only 47 balls, having hit 15 bounds, including 5 sixes. Ramiz Raj and Rahul Majeed then hit 50s in the State Bank reply, but they were all out for 236. Adnan Rasool and Mohammad Nawaz shared 7 wickets, Azam had removed both openers. International Airlines made sure that Pakistan Television remained winless with a 53-run triumph in Islamabad. They posted 256 for 9 in their 45 overs, as far as Iqbal top score with 56, and missed contributions from skipper Cameron Sajid, Fahad Iqbal and a late cameo from Tahir Khan. Television then struggled to 203-9 in their reply, Zohab Ahmed ending on 52 not out. United Bank tasted defeat at the hands of Swee Northern Gas Pipelines Limited. Swee Gas made 253-5 after neglecting to bat, as all of their top order made contributions. The fifth wicket stand between Salim Mughal and Hussein Talat was the best of the bunch. United Bank were then humbled for 182, as Abid Ali topscored with 49 to lead a promising start. However, they folded, as Azhar Ali, Imran Khalid and Asad Ali took at least 2 wickets apiece. And Port Kazim Authority hammered Wharton Power Development Authority. Cameron Yunis and Khalid Latif both passed 50 as they chased down their modest target of 184 in the 39th over with 8 wickets in hand. WAPDA had earlier collapsed to 55-6 after being invited to bat. Saad Naseem and Khalid Osman effected a recovery of sorts with a 7 wicket partnership of 96. However, Naseem gave a 4th wicket to Sahel Carmen on 65 and all out for 183 soon after. Karachi Zebras and Rawalpindi Rams made it through and out of 3 in Group 1 of the Regional One Day Cup. Zebras prevailed by only 4 runs in a low scoring game against Lahore Eagles. Abbottabad Falcons meanwhile recorded their first win by beating Silcott Stallions. In Group 2, Karachi Dolphins beat Quetta Bears and find themselves at the top of the table. Elsewhere, Lahore Lions beat Multan Tigers by 9 runs, and Islamabad Leopards hammered Hyderabad Hawks. The ECB has introduced several changes to the playing regulations for the 2014 county season. The changes in the new 50-over competition bring it into line with the international game, with 2 new balls now being used. Meanwhile, the NatWest T20 will see the introduction of the super over in all tied matches and a tie to cut-off period for incoming batsmen. The most notable changes, however, come in the LB County Championship, with draws now rewarded with 5 points as opposed to 3, and the use of the much-maligned heavy roller severely restricted. Nottinghamshire assigned Peter Siddle as their overseas player for the entirety of the 2014 season. The Australian, though, will not play 2020 cricket for the Outlaws. Notts had made clear their intention to sign a bowler as their overseas player, following a 2013 season which almost saw them relegated in the county championship. And Rob Key has been reappointed as Kent captain, for James Treadwell decided to stand down in order to concentrate on his England limited overs commitments. Key's first spell in charge of Kent lasted from 2006 until 2012. Sam Northeast will be his deputy.